Justin, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Justin, how was this polymer created and in what ways can it function?
So this polymer is an interesting material in two respects. In the first instance, we're actually making it entirely from waste. So we're using used cooking oil, for instance, from your local fish and chip shop, and we're reacting it directly with elemental sulfur, which is a byproduct of the petroleum industry. Millions of tons of sulfur are deposited around the globe. And in some ways, that's a good thing because it is produced in the desulfurization process that prevents acid rain when we burn petrol and diesel. We're taking these waste products and we're converting it into an entirely new material. The second aspect of the project that's especially exciting is that we're using this material, which is derived entirely from waste, to mop up oil from water.
Right, sounds very interesting. Well, what kind of impact can we expect this polymer to have during oil spills compared to the current methods?
Well, the one interesting thing about this material is that it is derived entirely from waste, so it's highly inexpensive. It also has other features that are beneficial, like it floats on water, so it won't sink to the bottom after it captures the oil, and it has an elastic property that after it binds to the oil, you can recover it simply by squeezing it, much in the same way you would sponge.
Right, and well, since this polymer functions like a sponge, as you said, for crude oil, can we expect the need for harmful chemicals dispersants to potentially be eliminated?
So it depends on the context of an oil spill when deciding the best method to deploy in the remediation. So in the case of the Deepwater Horizon spill, the decision to use a dispersant was probably a good one because of the sheer volume of oil that was released. And by using the dispersant, even though it had harmful effects on the environment, those effects were probably less than if all of that oil was to form oil slicks in the top of the water, which can cause harm to fish and birds and other aquatic creatures that go through the oil. So in that case, a dispersant might have been the best decision. What we hope, though, is that our material can be deployed in similar types of situations to mop up oil in ports or even at open sea. And there are two ways in which that can be done. Our material can be added directly to the oil spill. It actually aggregates together and makes the oil into a gel so you can scoop it out with a skimmer or a net. Alternatively, you can use our material as a filtration media. So you could pack it into a filter or a pipe and pump the oil-water mixture through. The purified water could be discharged back into the sea, and the oil would be retained on the polymer. You could compress that oil-polymer mixture, recover the oil, and reuse the polymer again.
Right, that's quite interesting. And, well, as the development of this polymer only began 6 months ago, is it possible that its use may result in other unpredicted impacts on the environment?
So it is a quite new project. The material itself we've actually used previously in mercury remediation. So the application in oil spill capture is a new one, and that is one that's just been going on for just that half a year. So we're quite excited that this material actually has multiple functions. We can use it to capture mercury, which is a highly toxic heavy metal, and we can also use it to remediate oil. So it's an interesting application of a material made entirely from waste.
Right, sounds like a wonder material. Well, Justin, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, it was my pleasure.